Welcome to another episode of Low Tide in Twilight, where we discuss the thrilling events of Chapter 9. This chapter had me on the edge of my seat with all the unexpected twists and turns. Are you ready to dive in? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself, because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Fujoshi. Chapter 9 starts off with Taiju rescuing Eun from a group of men who were harassing him at the restaurant he works at. Taiju shows his impressive fighting skills as he takes on all three of the men at the same time, leaving them battered and bruised. Eun is left in shock and awe as he watches Taiju's display of strength. As they exit the restaurant, Eun asks Taiju why he was there and where Eun was. Taiju informs him that Eun was sent to the hospital due to the high fever, but Taiju reassures Eun that it's just a common cold and definitely nothing to be so worried about. Taiju takes Eun to the hospital to check up on his younger brother Eun, who is fast asleep due to the medicine he was given. As Eun tries to pay for the hospital bill, he is surprised to learn that Taiju has already taken care of it. The act of kindness from Taiju leaves Eun speechless and sort of grateful. Taiju takes Eun back to his apartment where they have a heart-to-heart conversation. Taiju offers Eun an exclusive relationship with him, where Eun would only belong to Taiju. Since Eun knows that he is in a lot of debt to Taiju, Eun accepts the offer, feeling safe and protected under Taiju's care, even though he has a lot of doubts. This chapter had it all: action, suspense, and romance. Taiju's heroic act of saving Eun from danger and his gesture of paying for Eun's hospital bills only shows how much he really cares for both brothers. And Eun's acceptance of Taiju's offer of exclusivity shows how much he trusts and depends on him now, even though he has his doubts. I can't wait to see what happened next in Low Tide in Twilight. Tune in the next time for more exciting episodes. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zilb Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zilb Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zilb Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zilb Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.